This is Twit.
This week, we have a big device announcement that happened earlier, just a couple of days ago. OnePlus announced the new OnePlus 9 and 9 Pro phones. They also actually announced their first wearable, the OnePlus Watch. Nobody, I believe, has the OnePlus Watch yet, so we probably won't focus too deeply on that, maybe a little bit on the announcement, but I happen to have the 9 and 9 Pro right here. I have the 9 Pro, in fact, and about 10 days of usage on the 9 Pro. Our guest, Michelle Roman from XDA Developers, has 10,000 words in his review of the OnePlus 9 Pro. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, 10,000 words. That's no small feat. That's a, I think I saw in your tweet, you don't normally, you know, count up the amount of words or anything on your reviews, but apparently you had a lot to say about this phone, which might either be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. So, well, So tell me, I guess let's start off with what makes this a special release for you. And that could be special in a positive or a negative connotation, depending on how you interpret it. But what do you think? What drove you to write 10,000 words on this device?
It's more the general approach I take with reviews. It's kind of overkill. It pains me to do it, but I kind of can't really help myself. Once I start writing, I just keep writing and writing and writing. Like, I like to use the phone as my real daily driver. I don't like pop a SIM in it, download a few apps that I use. I transfer every single app that I use. I replicate my setup across every device and I use it every single day. And then I write up like basically everything you might want to know about every aspect that the company markets. So like design, camera, display, anything they market that they put in like the reviewer's guide or on product pages is something that I will talk about. Like, I'll mention some background context because I try to assume that not everyone has been following like their marketing, which is probably true for like 80% of users, right? So I just bring a little background, talk about the feature itself, talk about does it live up to their promises and, you know, what do I think about it? And then that just balloons and spirals out of control because there's so many features on this device in particular.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Now, the crux, I would say, of, or rather the focus that OnePlus has placed on this device and just the OnePlus 9, I happen to have both devices here. I haven't really played with the 9 itself on its own. I've really just been living. I do the same thing with my reviews. I go all in with the device that I'm reviewing, try and make it my daily driver as best as possible with all apps, SIM card, all that. That seems to be the only way that I can get a true sense of it. So I haven't done that with the 9 yet. Did it with the 9 Pro. And you can see on the camera, of course, anyone that who's been following OnePlus knows that, you know, this release is really all about this redesigned camera system in partnership with Hasselblad, which is a pretty prominent and well-known camera company. So, you know, so the question ends up being like, if all of this attention and focus has been on this Hasselblad partnership and OnePlus cameras have long needed improvements, last year they improved it, but it could still improve more. Is this partnership an indication of some significant improvements that people who may have been holding out, they're finally going to get a top-notch camera in the device? What has your time with the device told you as far as that's concerned?
So I think what you'll see in my review and a lot of other reviews is that there have been some improvements, especially to the main camera and the ultra wide angle camera in average lighting conditions, but there's still a lot of improvements that could be made, especially in low light scenarios. And the telephoto is still, you know, really outdated. The selfie camera is also using a several years old image sensor. So like they put a lot of effort into the marketing, but it seems like the camera is kind of so-so average. It's not like exceptional or stellar, which is a little disappointing considering, you know, how much of a marketing blitz they put out for their Hasselblad partnership.
Yeah, indeed. You know, that ends up being the focus. Like I said, the spotlight is really on the camera system for this phone because of that partnership. And yeah, I would agree. My time with it as well. Although I definitely had some luck with low light. I went in my backyard and put on these accent lights when it was super dark outside. And I did comparisons of the OnePlus 8 Pro and the OnePlus 9 Pro. And the 8 Pro, everything, like my face was almost red by comparison. The 9 Pro, it actually was pretty sharp and you could see some detail in the sky, some stars and stuff. So I was actually kind of impressed with that. But what I noticed, and I'm curious to hear your take on this, is there's a trust element that I have with a Pixel phone. Now, mind you, Pixel has been my phone since the beginning, since they started releasing the Google Pixel phones. But the cameras have always been super trustable, super dependable. I can point it at something and I know what that camera is going to do. I know what the picture is going to look like on the other end, and I can feel confident in that. And you know, last year and this year, even with this new camera system, I can get great pictures out of it, but that trust still isn't there. There's still that time where I pull it up on my monitor and I look at it after the fact and I go, okay, that's not as clear as I thought it was going to be. Did you find a similar experience there?
Yeah, when I was out taking photos, especially through the wide angle camera, I was expecting them to turn out a lot better at night than they actually did. They were kind of like really muddy and really dark. But as you mentioned, like the main camera, when there's not a lot of light, can take some really great photos. You can see details in the sky. You can like really reveal a lot of light from it. But certainly I was expecting a lot better from some of the other cameras. They did a great job with the main one, but the overall experience is not consistent in quality.
Yeah. Now, other aspects of the phone, of course, you know, last year, I guess it was the 8T that they did the Warp Charge 65T, which, I mean, is just you essentially charge your phone from 0 to 100% like 35 minutes. Made some improvements here. What was your kind of your take on battery performance, chargeability, that sort of stuff?
So charging performance is, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. 65 watt fast wire charging. I don't think you'll find a phone that can charge faster in the US. Same for wireless charging, 50 watts. I don't think you'll find a phone that can charge wirelessly faster than that in the US. But the battery performance, the battery life has not been as good as I'd hoped. I get around, at worst, 4 hours of screen on times, and at best, around 6 hours of screen on time on the average day. That hasn't been as good as I've come to expect from a lot of flagship phones. But to be fair, some of the previous flagship phones that I used were a lot bigger and heavier. So they managed to fit bigger batteries. But I do notice like there's some pretty fast battery drain going on. And a lot of us are wondering, is the 1 to 120 hertz smart refresh rate actually working or not? Because that's said to improve the battery life. For what it's worth, I did ask OnePlus if it's working, and they did say that it is currently working in the current software version.
But it could always be working better. I noticed the same for me. And, you know, I spent half my time with it on full resolution on the display and then half my time ramping it down. And when I was on full resolution on that display, yeah, the battery life was pretty bad. Like I regularly had to actually start sweating, you know, bullets at about 4 p.m. where I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, it really should not be this low at this point. When I switched over to the 1080p display, which honestly to my eyes is perfectly sufficient for the majority of anything I'm doing on my phone, that improved things significantly. But I was kind of hoping for more, better kind of longevity out of it. I suppose the fast charging helps to make up for that, though. So XDA, of course, you guys are steeped, historically steeped in the modding world. So I'm curious to know, like, what your community is doing around the 9 and the 9 Pro as far as modding is concerned. Is this a moddable phone? I mean, I guess historically speaking, OnePlus has been pretty good for this sort of stuff. Does this follow in that footstep?
Yes, nothing has really changed in terms of the moddability of OnePlus phones. On day one, you can grab it. You can go to developer options. You can unlock the bootloader. You don't have to go through a waiting period like you do with Xiaomi devices. There's no restrictions on unlocking it like there is with Huawei devices. It's open for you to do. And OnePlus generally does release the source code for their kernel so people can start creating custom firmwares for it as soon as possible. Of course, you know, what actually gets made depends on how many people with the know-how to do that kind of stuff actually buy the device. So there's no guarantee that there'll be a thriving community around it. It's always more what kind of roadblocks are there? And there aren't that many roadblocks in place for OnePlus devices, which allows for a community to thrive, but it doesn't really guarantee one.
Yeah, indeed. And then, you know, kind of part and parcel with modding, you know, a lot of the reason that people do that is because of updates and, you know, whether a phone is going to be guaranteed to be getting updates on a regular basis or not. OnePlus kind of has the standard 2 years of major updates, 3 years of security updates, or I say standard, kind of used to be a standard. Now you've got Google and Samsung who have upped the ante, and they're up to 3 years of major updates, and I think 4 years of security updates. I guess I'm wondering, and you would know this because it would require a crystal ball, but do you see other manufacturers, including companies like OnePlus, kind of moving in that direction, given that the biggies in the room are there? And I mean, how has OnePlus historically been with updates?
So the update problem has always been a resource problem because it costs money to, you know, pay developers to work on an update because they have to, you know, incorporate the latest security fixes from Google. They have to merge whatever code Google adds to Android. Then they have to test the updates with their testers internally, with the beta testers. They have to push it out to carriers. And there's just so much cost involved just for a single update. Those barriers are being lowered as companies like Google and Qualcomm and other silicon vendors are working to make it easier to deliver updates. Mm-hmm. So it should be less costly than it used to be to deliver an update from source code to the device, but it's still going to cost money, and it's going to be a balance act for the company. Do they see any worth in giving out more updates than they do now? And since Samsung is doing it, there's going to be some pressure internally to do it because Samsung, the longer other manufacturers don't do it, the longer Samsung will market their phones with that, you know, caveat. We give more updates than our competitors do.
Yeah, absolutely. And a company like OnePlus that was once a value brand, maybe still is, but really with this phone especially, you know, they're over $1,000 for their specced out version of the 9 Pro. They're firmly in this dance along with the other, you know, biggies in the room as far as premium flagships are concerned. So where OnePlus might not have once thought, hey, we are another Samsung or we are a competitor to Samsung, now they're firmly in that same room with Samsung. So they're going to want to be competitive as far as that's concerned. As well, at least hitting where Samsung is as well, and Google, of course.